advantage of numbers and situations, and we scored. This goaltender is going to give us rebounds. I can think back to Cade Damrow, gets one right off the pad, collects it into the net. You know, and I think those little things are going to matter tonight, and I'm looking forward to guys being successful.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Chad.
Coach of the Warriors, BJ Brandt, will come back, get you ready for the opening faceoff. Wausau Western Superior, WIAA Regional Final, 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
And ready to go here from Marathon Park, Wausau West and Superior, Division 1, Sectional 1, Regional Final. Warriors in the home white with the dark blue numerals. They will go from right to left in front of my broadcast position in the first period of play. Superior in the dark blue with the Columbia blue numerals and the white trim. They go from left to right. Cooper to point will center this starting line for the Warriors. Left wing side, Owen Frigolski, right wing side, Chase Crass. Win on the draw for West, and Drake Kuharski will dump it in deep. Goes in behind the Superior cage. Puck is battled for, now moves to the right hand side. Along the far side boards. Knocked away. Puck loose between the circles and not able to get there with Frigolski, but the Warriors keep it in. DePoint moves it down low. Now left faceoff circle, Chase Crass. Hits the cutter to point, a shot, save is made. Rebound came right between the circles, but nobody there for the Warriors, and it's cleared down ice, and that'll be icing on the Spartans. So a good first shift for that line, led by Cooper DePoint with Chase Crass and Owen Frigolski. In fact, they're going to stay out there. 16:31 to go in the first period, and still no score. There was a rebound. You heard the coach talk about the fact that Hunter Sidorowicz does give up some rebounds. There was one, but there was nobody there for the Warriors to grab it. Puck is battle for, right face-off circle. Grabbing it on fire, deflected. Puck is still loose behind the cage. And then a takedown, but no arm goes up in the left corner. That was Crass who got taken down, but no arm went up. And now back up ice comes Superior. Pass behind the intended target. Taken away by the Warriors. Pass ahead. Break in. Cooper to point. Left face-off circle. Fires a shot, and a save is made by Sidorowicz. Opportunity there for the Warriors on the break-in for Cooper DePoint. And now back up ice comes Superior. With it is Hudson Helenius. And it rolls in on net, covered up by Warrior goaltender Julian Scalcucci. And he'll get the whistle and the stoppage in play. So a very exciting first minute here from Marathon Park. 15:58 to go in the first period. Still no score. Face off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Parker Barrero will take this faceoff for Wausau West. Draw is battle for, won by the Warriors. Knocked away off the near side boards, grabbed by Barrero. He'll stick handle behind his own cage, moves it right-hand side. Trying to grab control of it is Hendrix Damro. Puck goes in behind the cage. Tripped up is the Warrior defenseman, Drake Kuharski. Again, no penalty. Puck battle for in the right corner. Still deep in the Wausau West zone. Scrum for the puck along the boards. Cade Damro trying to get it loose for the Warriors. Puck now comes loose, picked up by Damrow. Gets it over to Hendrix Damrow. Two on two. He'll fire it from center ice. Blocker save. Cade Damrow fires a rebound and a right pad save made. Puck is battle four below the goal line, left-hand side. Goes in behind Sidorowicz's cage. Picked up by Superior. Putting some pressure on Parker Barrero. Barrero moves it to the near side corner. Trying to chase it down. Still a scrum for the puck. Now Cade Damrow comes. Throws it in front. Nobody there for the Warriors. Banged off the glass back through center ice by Superior. Chasing it down is Drake Kuharski. 15 minutes to go, first period, still no score. Puck comes up to center. Trying to fight for it is Hendrix Damro in front of the penalty box area. Now into the zone come the Warriors. Parker Barrero, a shot from the right faceoff circle, high and wide of the cage. Opportunity there for the Warriors. Rebound all the way back to center ice. Playing it at their own blue line is Easton McGuire for Superior. And now deflected in deep by Tyler Olsen. Coming out to play it is Scalcucci. Puck is battle for along the far side boards in the Wausau West zone. Warriors trying to dig it out. Still a fight for that puck. Jake Kane trying to grab it. Instead, capped in again by the Spartans. Puck now picked up by the Warriors. With it is Ethan Rohde. Rohde gets it up towards center. Intended for Hayne. Hayne still fighting for it. Now Tyler Wendell in front of the Warrior bench. Now the puck moved left-hand side. Ethan Rohde crosses the red line, dumps it in deep. Puck bounces into the right corner. Jake Hayne there first. Hayne fighting for the puck along the boards. Hayne still has it. Hayne, right face-off circle, had it knocked away, and the puck is cleared out of the zone by Superior. 14 minutes to go, first period, still no score. Puck up to center ice. Trying to grab it is Owen Pergalski for the Warriors. He gets knocked off the puck, into the zone. Ravala. Ravala along the near side boards. And then taken away. Cooper DePoint. DePoint makes a good move. DePoint lost the puck as he got into the zone. Now picked up by Pergalski. Pergalski a shot and a right pad save made by Sidorowicz. Puck is now taken back by Superior. Pass ahead. A little bit too far in front of Brady Harrelson. Goes all the way down ice. And that'll be icing on the Spartans. 13:32 to go. First period. Still scoreless. Offensive zone draw coming up for the Warriors. Very high tempo start for Wausau West. Face off to the left of Sidorowicz. Chase Kras will step in and take the draw. Won by Superior. Puck is moved to the near side boards. Along the boards for Superior, Ravala. And now a long pass ahead. Does not connect. No icing this time. Teagan Rasmus will move it to the near side corner. Rasmus along the boards. Owen Pergalski. Puck gets up to center ice. Battle for the puck at neutral. Picked up by Superior. Rolled in by the Spartans. Goes in below the goal line, left-hand side. Kuharski moves it to Chase Kras. Kras had to go off the skate of Cooper DePoint. Now ahead to Owen Pergalski. Pergalski to DePoint. DePoint trying to drop it down low, and then coming out and sticking it aside with Sidorowicz before Pergalski could get a shot on net. Back the other way comes Superior. Cameron Laporte will dump it in deep. Behind the cage, Julian Scalcucci gets pressured. Puck is taken away. Puck to the right corner, grabbed by the Warriors. Owen Pergalski, pass ahead, a little bit too far in front of Cooper DePoint. They'll wave off the icing, saying that Superior could have played the puck. Spartans bang it back to center. Taken away by the Warriors. With it is Hendrix Damrow. Gives it off to his defenseman, Shea Jones. His pass does not connect. Goes all the way down ice. Goes in behind the Superior cage. Puck is banged off the near side boards. Up to center. Trying to grab it is Jones. Picked up now by the Warriors and then knocked away. Puck goes into the Wausau West zone. There to pick it up is Joe Gravine. Gravine moves it right-hand side. Hendrix Damrow, his pass bounces off Parker Barrero and cleared back into the Wausau West zone. 12:05 to go, first period, still no score. Puck moved to the far side boards. Back to the point, kept in by Superior. Shot, and a stop is made. It looked like it was screened, but able to fight it off was Julian Scalcucci. Puck back to the left point. Not able to keep it in this time are the Spartans. Cameron Laporte moves it near side. Hudson Hellenius. Hellenius gets it ahead. Deflected into the Wausau West zone. Joe Gravine. Gravine turned over. Shot in us. Goes just wide of the near side pipe. Turnover. Another shot for the point. Fighting it off again is Julian Scalcucci. Some opportunities for the Spartans. Puck deflected into the deep left corner. Now along the far side boards. To the point. Kept in again by Superior. Rolled in on net. Played by Scalcucci. And he'll clear it out of trouble. Puck rolls back into the Superior end of the rink. And that'll be icing on the Warriors. So a little flourish that time for Superior. 11:14 to go, first period, and still no score. Six shots on net so far for Wausau West unofficially. Four shots on net for Superior. Face-off will be to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Xander DeBile stepping into the circle for the Warriors. Face-off is drawn off the near side boards. Puck is battle for, still battle for. Picked up by Teagan Rasmus behind his own cage. Rasmus moves it right-hand side. Capped in again by Superior. Right now the Spartans doing a pretty good job keeping the puck in the offensive zone. But now Rasmus does get it up the center, off the left-hand side. Getting bodied up. Teagan trying to move it forward. Does get it into the Superior zone, but then cleared back to center quickly by the Spartans. Puck is rolled into the Wausau West zone. Left-hand side. Fed in front and not able to get much on that shot was Kanan Ravila. Now a shot for the point and a save made. From the right point, that was defenseman Keaton Reamer, but seeing it all the way, smothering it in his jersey is Julian Scalcucci, and he'll hold on, get the whistle, and the stoppage. 10:41 to go, first period. Again, a very exciting start. No score. And I think a penalty was called on Superior. Kanan Ravila has been called for a penalty, so the Warriors will head to the power play. So an opportunity here for Wausau West to try to get on the board first. Big opportunity for West. Owen Bregalski will take the draw. Won by the Warriors. Cooper to Point. Who's it near sideboards? Hendricks Damrell. Back to Cooper to Point. Damrell on the left-hand side. Damrell moves it right face-off circle. There's a shot wide of the cage. Attempted by Chase Crass. Puck fought for along the boards. Back to the Point. Cooper to Point. The Point stick handles. The Point now makes a move. The Point left face-off circle. One-timer. Puck is a save from his backside. Another shot. Rebound in front, not able to control it, was Tyler Wendell. The goalie was down, but he's able to fight it off even on his backside. And now the pass is deflected out of the zone. So some good chances there for the Warriors. But somehow, Hunter Sidorowicz was able to battle and keep the puck from the back of the net. Long outlet by the Warriors. And an icing, and I think maybe another penalty coming up on the Spartans. Or is it on the Warriors? No, it's going to be another penalty on the Spartans. It'll be a 5-on-3 opportunity here for Wausau West. As going into the box is Tyler Olsen. So with 9:52 to go in the first period, the Warriors will have a minute 11 of 5-on-3 power play time. Critical, critical moment in this game very early. If you're West, you've got to take advantage. They had a good opportunity. Now, puck came in front. Falling down was the goalie, Sidorowicz, and then a shot came in. He was down on his rear end, but still able to stop it. Officials are having a conversation. And now we're ready to go. Oh, another penalty, though. It's not going to be 5-on-3. Wausau West also called for a penalty on the play. Not sure exactly what happened there. But jumping into the box. I think that's Alex Fail wearing 25 again tonight. He's normally in 20, but he wore 25 once before. And his number 25, who is not on the roster or on the line sheet. So I think that is Alex Fail who went into the box for the Warriors. But with 9:52 to go in the first period, it remains 5-on-4. A minute 11 to go on the power play time for Wausau West. Face-off is battled for, won by the Spartans, but not cleared on the first attempt, and then kept in at the Point by Hendricks Damrell. Damrell back to Cooper to Point. The Point moves it right hand side, off a skate. Back to center. Oh, the Warriors are too many men on the ice penalty. Boy, that's a tough penalty to take after the Spartans had taken the penalty. The Warriors tried to get their goalie, I think, off. But now into the zone. Chase Crass. Crass, a shot. Right toe save made by Sidorowicz. Back to the Point. Pergalski moves it right. Hendricks Damrell. Damrell down front. Trying for a deflection with Cooper to Point. Could not get it on net. Near side boards. Tyler Wendell. Back to the Point. Pergalski. Near side boards to Point. Back to the Point. With it is Hendricks Damrell. Back to Pergalski. Pergalski fires it. Save is made. Rebound in front. Puck is still loose. Trying to cover it is Superior, now deflected to the far side boards. Right-hand side, Hendricks Damrell back to the right Point, Cooper to Point. Cooper gets tripped up, and no arm goes up, and now a two-on-one the other way. Back up ice and then rolled in softly by Superior, but boy, oh boy, that looked like it could have easily been another penalty, and now it's 5-on-5 as the power play comes to an end. Into the zone, Chase Crass. Crass thrown in front, deflected, cleared aside by Superior. Some good opportunities on that power play for the Warriors, but not able to get it home. Now Superior back into the zone. Ravila out of the box, comes in front, now to the left faceoff circle. Hits the cutter, oh, and then overskating it, trying to come in right between the circles was Maverick Milroy, but it goes past him and back into the Superior zone. Past the midway point of the first period, still scoreless. Deflected in by Superior and Hunter Hansen. Puck into the right corner, moved along the boards by the Warriors. Fight for the puck along the near side boards. Take it away. Xander DeBile. DeBile gets it up the center. Kicked forward by Jake Kane. Now DeBile trying to chase it down. Pull checked away back to center. Dumped in by Wausau West. Delayed offside. Warriors do touch up quickly. Now trying to break it out of their own zone is Superior. Puck moved to the near side boards. Cameron Laporte. Laporte to center. Then dumped back in by Drake Kuharski. Again, behind his own cage, Hellenius. Hellenius passes ahead. Deflected in deep by Superior. Played by Julian Scalcucci over to Kuharski. His pass attempt is knocked away and stolen. Puck along the near side boards. Back to the point. Shot just wide of the far side pipe. There was a screen in front of Scalcucci. The fire from the right point by Dylan Johnson just missed by inches. Puck thrown in front. Grabbed by the Warriors. Wausau West will get it back up ice, and they're just going to ice the puck. Oh, not going to be an icing play by the goaltender, Sidorowicz. Warriors making a line change. Back in his own zone with it, Dylan Johnson. Johnson gets to center. Reimer gets it ahead into the zone. Deflects off the near side boards. Braden Hertig, and then knocked away by the Warriors back to the Superior blue line. Banged off the glass in front of me. Cade Damrell gets it over the blue line, left wing side. Damrell on the near side boards. Gets away from a check. Puck rolled in deep. Damrell still fighting for it. Deflected away off the near side boards. Picked up by Easton McGuire. McGuire back up ice now for the Spartans. Deflected over the blue line. Good defensive play by Shea Jones. Grabbed by the Warriors and banged back up to center. Trying to grab it is Cade Damrell at the blue line. But could not control it, but it does get deflected into the Superior zone. Sam Hubbard, junior defenseman, moves it near side. Rivala gets it up the center. Now into the zone. With it is Harrelson, who's at left-hand side. Oh, and then coming in and getting tripped up for Superior was Braden Severin. And in fact, it probably was a good penalty because Severin took the puck at the top of the slot, and he was about beyond the defenseman in a last-second hook trip by Shea Jones. Saved a one on the goalie. So in the end, I think that was actually, are there again coincidentals? I think the initial penalty was on Jones, and then after the play, Severin takes a penalty too. Severin was the one who's going to have the opportunity. He got hooked or tripped or whatever they're going to call, and then he takes a penalty as well, so we're going to stay 5-on-5. We've seen a couple of coincidentals here in the early going. 6:18 to go first period. And still scoreless, 11 shots on net for West. 5 shots on net so far for Superior. Face off to the left of Julian Scalcucci. Cooper to point, going up against Hunter Hansen. Win by Hansen, shot from the point, and a save is made. From the right point, firing it was Aiden Reimer.
Interference
on Severin. I think the interference was on the goalie as he kept going right into the goalie. Off the draw shot is deflected to the right corner from the top of the right faceoff circle. Maverick Milroy had a good chance, but one of the Warriors got in front of it. Now turned over at center into the zone. Chase Crass. Crass right hand side. Crass will be taken down, but again, no penalty. Puck back to center. Chased down at his own blue line by Tegan Rasmus. Back up to Owen Pergalski. Now with it is DePoint. DePoint fires it over the crossbar off the glass. Far side trying to grab it is Chase Crass, but deflected up to center by Superior. Battle for left-hand side. Dumped in deep by Tyler Olsen for the Spartans. Behind the cage, Julius Scalcucci moves it far side boards. Picked up, turning and firing, and the puck is wide of the cage. Grabbed by Drake Kuharski. Right-hand side to Jake Hain. Hain could not get it out. Kept in. Upper slot. There's a shot, and a stop is made by Scalcucci. Big opportunity from the top of the slot area for Easton McGuire for Superior. Puck back to center and then rolled in deep by the Spartans. Behind the cage again, playing the puck is Scalcucci. Moves it right-hand side, Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus up to center. Trying to move it forward is Jake Hain for the Warriors. Taken away right in front of the penalty box area. Back up ice come the Spartans. Left-hand side, Henry Hagen takes a shot. Save is made and then covered up by Julian Scalcucci. 5:01 to go in the first period. Division 1, Sectional 1, Regional Final. Wausau West nothing, Superior nothing. Thanks to our sponsors of Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey, including the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, also the Wausau West Athletic Department, and Coast to Coast Marketing. Please check them out, Coast to Coast Marketing. Face-off won by Superior. Left-hand side, left face-off circle, a shot and a goal. It squeezed between the pads of Julian Scalcucci from Keenan Rivalov. And with 4:54 to go in the first period, Superior takes a 1-0 lead. 12:06 the time of that goal for Rivalov. It just squirted between the pads. Getting a piece of it was Scalcucci, but not enough. Did not squeeze that 5-hole quickly enough. So, striking first are the Spartans. 1-0, 4:54 to go first period. Face off, fought for, dumped in deep by Superior. Chased down by Drake Kuharski. Kuharski moves it on the near side board.
Assist by number 11, Brady
Back to center, picked up again. Here it comes Superior, shot wide of the cage. Puck is deflected, net knocked off. Nobody's noticed it yet, and putting it back on is Julian Scalcucci. Puck along the near side boards, now dumped in behind the cage. And now a whistle, and the official's going to say, yeah, the net is still off. So an offensive zone faceoff coming up for Superior. So Raveloff with the goal. Assist on the play to Brady Harrelson. Face-off left of Scalcucci. Face-off is battle for near the dot. Comes loose. Puck is still loose. Now deflects to the far side. Trying to grab it is Hendrik Stamrol for the Warriors. Moved below the goal line, left-hand side. Teagan Rasmus back over to Hendrik Stamrol. Stamrol flip it up towards center. Does not connect. Rolls all the way down ice. And that will be an icing on the Warriors. So another offensive zone draw coming up for the Spartans. 4:10 to go first period. 1-0 Superior with the lead. Face-off will be left of Julian Scalcucci. Braden Hurtig taking the draw for Superior. Barrero for the Warriors, won by Superior. Shot from the point, save made by Scalcucci. Picked up on the near side by Ethan Rohde, trying to get it back up to center. Does so. Puck is battle for at neutral. Chopping at is Kate Damrow. He'll win that battle. Now into the zone, Damrow. Damrow, left-hand side. Rolls it into the left corner, just below the goal line. Fight for the puck along the boards. Moved along the near side boards. Picked up again by Easton McGuire. McGuire up to center now for Superior. Passes into the zone, left-hand side. Shea Jones will chase it down. Jones moves it off the near side boards. With it is Cooper DePoit. DePoit at the red line. Puck taken away. Dylan Johnson will roll it in deep now for Superior. Behind the net, Ethan Rohde. Rohde whiffs on his pass attempt. Picked up on the right-hand side, however, by Chase Crass. Crass will bring it through center. Now Crass into the zone. Moves it left-hand side to DePoit. DePoit, great move. DePoit moves in front. Shot. It goes over the crossbar. Back to the right point, Jones. Jones rolls it in behind the cage to the left-hand corner. Along the near side boards, kept in nicely by Drake Kuharski. Kuharski now tried to feed it in front, deflected. Picked up on the left-hand side. With it is Crass. Crass fires it, and just wide of the far side pipe. Some chances here for the Warriors. Far side boards taken away by Superior. Puck is rolled in. Superior fans looking for an interference call that does not come. Puck along the far side boards picked up by the Spartans. Moved to the right faceoff circle. Off the stick of Maverick Milroy. Now thrown in front. Good pass. Backhanded shot and a save. Oh, rebound behind the goalie. And putting his glove on it right on the line, I think, is Julian Scalcucci to get the whistle and the stoppage. Scalcucci made the stop, but it squirted behind. It was either on the line or within centimeters of the line. Big, big, big play to keep it 1-0. Hold your breath there for a moment. The official indicated after a moment, nope, it did not go over the line. Win on the draw for Superior from the left point. Stopped in front, and a rebound right in front between the circles, and a good stop was made by Scalcucci with the right pad. Perhaps the best save of the night for Julian Scalcucci on a shot from right between the circles. Puck is battle for at neutral. Jake Hain trying to work his way into the zone. Hain, left corner, battles for the puck. Tyler Wendell there as well. Puck comes loose. Moved along the boards, back to the point. Kept in by Ethan Rohde. Rolls it down towards the left faceoff circle. Trying to fight for it is Wausau West. Xander DeBile, but the puck back to center ice. Rohde moves it right-hand side to Rasmus. Rasmus back towards Jake Hain. Puck back in front of the Superior bench. Battle for it, now grabbed by the Spartans. Back up to center, deflected all the way down, but not to the red line was Superior. So that will be an icing on Wausau West. 1:49 to go, first period. 1-0 Superior with the lead. Offensive zone draw coming up for the Warriors. 12 shots now for Superior, 11 shots for Wausau West. Face-off will be to the right of Sidorowicz. Parker Barrero taking the draw for the Warriors. Drawn in below the goal line, picked up by Superior. Moved on the left-hand side, up to center. Now on the right-hand side, Braden Hurtig. Hurtig, and his pass gets deflected back into the Superior zone. Chased down by Cameron Laporte. Moves it near side, deflected to the point. Kept in nicely by Jones, but then his pass knocked away and stolen by Superior. Easton McGuire, left wing side into the offensive zone. Stops, fires it. Puck rolls around in front of Scalcucci and picked up by Kate Damrell. Damrell's pass knocked away and stolen. Dumped back in by Superior. Puck below the goal line, right-hand side. Shea Jones moves it into the corner. Picked up now by the Warriors and Drake Kuharski. Kuharski moves it to the far side boards. Picked up there by the Spartans. Puck is fed in front. Puck bouncing around with 1 minute in the period. Captain again, Haraldson. Haraldson rolls it down low. Deflected to the right corner. Still a fight for the puck in the Wausau West zone. Along the near side boards, chopping at it and getting it up the center ice for the Warriors with Parker Barrero. Played at his own blue line by Sam Hubbard. Moves it left-hand side, Haraldson. Haraldson will roll it in deep. Playing it now is Shea Jones for the Warriors. Jones in the far corner with 35 seconds in the period. Jones gets it ahead. Deflected at neutral, dumped back in by the Spartans. Played by Drake Kuharski, moves it right-hand side. Now with it for the Warriors. Pass from Hendricks Damrell, intended for Cooper to point. Behind Cooper, goes all the way down ice, and that will be icing on the Warriors with 23 seconds in the period. Offensive zone draw coming up for Superior, right of Julian Scalcucci. Cooper to point will take this draw for the Warriors. Waiting for the linesman to drop it. And now Cooper gets tossed. Boy, this was not going to drop that puck. Now Chase Kras will step in. Win on the draw for Superior. Turning, firing, and a stop made by Scalcucci with the left pad. Puck is in behind the Wausau West cage. Warriors trying to get it up ice. 13 seconds in the period. Off the near side boards, Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus up to center, into the zone, DePoint. DePoint fires it. Stop is made and held on to by Hunter Sidorowicz. From the top of the left faceoff circle, 4.7 seconds to go in the period. An offensive zone draw here for the Warriors. Cooper DePoint will take this draw. Need a clean win. Now a little battle to the right-hand side between Owen Pergalski and Tyler Olsen. Superior's faceoff man out. Did they win on the draw? Shot and a stop. Oh, man, that was a big opportunity. Clean win on the draw. Chase crashed from the top of the near faceoff circle and a big stop made by Sidorowicz. Now 1.9 seconds in the period. That was a terrific save by Sidorowicz. The point again, taking the faceoff. He won that last one cleanly. There's the draw, and that will do it for the period. 1-0 Superior at the end of 17 minutes of hockey. We'll come back, recap the numbers of this first period and more coming up next. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include Godorzi, First Impressions, Focus Financial, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Four Seasons Gulf of Wausau. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey. On Friday night, the Marathon High School boys basketball team travels to Wisconsin Rapids to take on the Assumption Royals in a Merriwood Conference South Division matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip set for 7:15. Marathon basketball on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, The People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, and the Marathon Athletic Club. It's Marathon at Assumption in high school boys basketball, Friday night, starting with the pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15 on 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Chad Holmes again from the Marathon Park Ice Arena. We are in the first intermission of this WIAA Division I Sectional 1 Regional Final. 7th-seeded Superior 1, 2nd-seeded Wausau West nothing. 13-13 in terms of shots on net in that first period. 13 saves for Superior's goaltender Hunter Sidorowicz. 12 saves made by Wausau West goaltender Julian Scalcucci. Only one goal in the first period. There was a lot of action. There were some really good opportunities on both sides. But in the end, at 12:26 of the period, lighting the lamp for the Spartans was Kanan Ravalop, senior forward. Assist on the play went to Brady Harrelson, and that would be it. 1-0 Superior with the lead. The winner of this game will move on to a sectional semifinal on Tuesday night. If the Warriors win here tonight, they would be hosting that game against either number 3-seeded New Richmond or number 6-seeded DC Everett. So, again, trying to see if there's any score on that one. Actually, the Evergreens took the lead. 1-0, but then New Richmond got it back to even. So it's 1-1, New Richmond and DC Everest. 2 minutes left in the first period, and New Richmond has 15 shots on net in that game, Everest with 3, but going into that one, I had the feeling that DC Everest had a significant edge in goaltending with Griffin Bunnell, and that is always a big factor when it comes to the postseason. So, DC Everest and New Richmond, 1-1 score, as that game has 2 minutes to go in period number one. But here it is, Superior 1, Wausau West nothing. We'll come back, have the start of the second period coming up next. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites, we're about building our community too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
Basketball conference races come down to the wire as we approach playoff time. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
This is the last week of girls basketball regular season for most teams in the state, and there have been and will be some big-time matchups with huge conference title implications. On Tuesday night, Muskego wrapped up at least a share of the Classic 8 conference title with a dominating 66-30 win over D3 fourth-ranked Catholic Memorial behind a game-high 18 points from senior forward Rachel Egg. There were some huge non-conference games on Tuesday as well, as many coaches schedule premier non-league games after the WIAA seeds have been completed. Division 3 top-ranked Oostburg went down 68-67 to Appleton East. Division 5 top-ranked Assumption held off D4 number 4 Aquinas 73-70. Prairie du Chien, the 5th-ranked team in D3, outlasted D4 2nd-ranked Cuba City 69-54. Speaking of Prairie du Chien, the Blackhawks are a game behind 7th-ranked Platteville in the SWC standings, and the teams will meet up Thursday night in Platteville. There's a few big non-conference showdowns on Saturday as well, highlighted by Arrowhead versus Hortonville in a battle of top 10 teams in D1, as well as Division 1 top-ranked Pewaukee welcoming in Division 3 third-ranked Laconia. There's a new top team in the Week 12 WSN Boys Basketball Coaches Poll as Kettle Moraine ascends to the top spot in Division 1, replacing Wisconsin Lutheran. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Attempt to get back connected. Right, one more here, and I think hopefully back here to live action. 15:52 to go in the second period. Superior 1, Wausau West nothing. Puck is brought in by the Warriors, left wing side. Behind the cage, trying to fight forward is Barrero. Now along the near side boards, back to the point, Shea Jones. Jones moves it down low, intended for Kate Damrell. Hendricks Damrell along the boards as well. Still a fight for the puck in the right corner. Again with it is Hendricks Damrell. Damrell keeping control of it, now trying to work his way in front. Gets double teamed, puck knocked away. Barrero is there as well for the Warriors, but then taken away by Superior. Back up ice come the Spartans, backhanded in deep and rolled in behind the cage. Ethan Rohde chasing it down, and now back up to center. Again, apologize. There we I think we are back to where we need to be. Oh, turnover! Barrero between the circles, a shot, save, rebound, overskating it was Tyler Wendell. Puck is banged back up the center by the Spartans. Now up the left-hand side. Puck is picked up by the Warriors, and now we got a whistle and a penalty coming up on West after that close call. Unfortunately, the Warriors had a great opportunity. Good save by Sidorowicz, but then coming back, and the Warriors commit a penalty almost immediately after that. So at 14:47 to go in the second period, heading into the sin bin for the Warriors will be Shea Jones. Big penalty kill here for Wausau West. Puck is played back to the point and the misplay. Now Cooper to point up the right-hand side. The point in the zone. The point comes in front. The point! Oh, and a stop is made. He got to the left-hand side and then moving to his right up against the post was Sidorowicz to make that stop. Short-handed opportunity, but back the other way. Here comes Superior, poked away by Kuharski against Braden Severin. Severin back to the point, now rolled below the goal line, right wing side. Deflects to the left corner. Tyler Olsen now for the Spartans. Back to the left point. Braden Severin now back to the point again. Upper slot, there's a shot, high and wide, goes off the glass behind goaltender Julian Scalcucci. Grabbed by the Warriors and cleared all the way down ice. 1:15 to go on the power play. Fighting for the puck deep. Oh, getting knocked down is Cooper DePoit. Still fighting for it in the deep right corner of the Superior end. DePoit doing a nice job. Oh, and Cooper. Boy, that was a close call. That was close. And now a whistle. But could there, and I think a penalty may be called in that fight. And actually it'll be a penalty coming up on Superior. I think that was a frustration call because the point kind of got into it in the corner. Physical play. And in the end, the retaliation turns into a penalty. And at the edge of the bench is Rob Downs, the coach of the Superior Spartans. And he wants an explanation because he is not happy. But that will end the Superior power play. Four on four hockey for a minute. And then 58 seconds West power play time after that. Face off to the left of Sidorowicz. Excuse me. Still the conversation is going on as boy, the Superior bench is very upset. There was a battle for the puck, doing a great job of keeping the puck in the offensive zone shorthanded with DePoit. And then at the last moment, DePoit made a check that was very borderline in terms of maybe being from behind. But in the end, it was not a penalty. Then there was a retaliation call. And a second Superior player is now in the box as well. So perhaps there will be a 10-minute misconduct added on to the penalty on Braden Severin.
Penalty on Spartan number 7, Braden Severin. 2-minute minor and a 10-minute misconduct.
That's yep, 2-minute minor and then a 10-minute misconduct as well. So back up ice comes Superior into the offensive zone. Knocked away nicely by Jake Kane to the far corner. 1-0 Superior, 13 and a half minutes to go, second period. Puck is dumped in deep, goes over the glass and out of play, and the faceoff will remain in the Wausau West zone. So 36 seconds more of 4-on-4, and then the Warriors will get that power play to try to get back to even. Faceoff to the left of Julian Scalcucci in net for Wausau West. Warriors trying for a late line change. They're not going to get it. As Kras and also Pergalski were trying to get out there. Face off won by Jake Kane and the Warriors. In behind the cage, trying to chase it down on the near side. Joel Gravine gets it up the center, trying to grab it. Tyler Wendell. Wendell into the zone. Wendell, a shot got deflected over the glass and out of play. Good rush up ice that time by Tyler Wendell. And there'll be an offensive zone draw coming up for the Warriors. 13-10 to go in period number two, and West trailing 1-0. Puck is moved to the left-hand side. Trying to grab it is Hendricks Damrow. Lost it, but there to pick it up is DePoit. DePoit in front, intended for Chase Kras, but could not connect. Back to the right point. Cooper DePoit. DePoit will be knocked down. A penalty coming up. Delay penalty. Kras. Kras a fire and a save. Back to Cooper DePoit. Extra attacker now for the Warriors. One-timer. Left face-off circle. Locked. Puck is still bouncing around. Still hasn't been touched up by the Spartans. Now it has been. So now, 52 seconds of 5-on-3 power play time coming up for the Wausau West Warriors. 12:41 to go in the second period, and a golden opportunity for the Warriors to try to get back to even. Face off to the right of Sidorowicz. In the box is Braden Hertig for the Spartans. Face off won by Superior, captain at the right hand side. By Kras, gets it to the point, back to Kras, right face-off circle, in front, looking for a deflection, Tyler Wendell could not get in on net, back to the left point, Cooper to point, right-hand side, Chase Kras, right face-off circle, back to the point, between the circles, shot and a goal! Cooper to point from the top of the slot area, a 5-on-3 power play goal, and the Warriors back to even, 1-1, 12:23 to go in the second period. Good puck movement and a great finish by Cooper DePoit. 4 minutes and 37 seconds the time of that power play goal, and the Warriors will remain on the power play for another minute 42, looking to get the lead. Right under the crossbar that time for Cooper DePoit. Now here's DePoit again on the right-hand side. Gives it to Kras. Back to DePoit. Into the offensive zone. DePoit between the circles. Now back to the point. Pass knocked away. Cleared by Superior.
That's a point from Kras.
DePoit from Kras. And now Chase Kras in his own zone. Drops it off. Owen Pergalski. Pergalski pass ahead. Chipped in deep by Kras. Goes in behind the Superior cage. Puck comes in front. Cleared aside by the Spartans. Looking for an opening. Finding one and clearing it is Brady Harrelson for Superior. A minute 5 to go on the Wausau West power play. 11:43 to go, second period, 1-1 game. Back up ice comes Hendricks Damrow. Damrow into the zone. Damrow behind the cage. Damrow to the right-hand side. Damrow now moves it left-hand side. Chased down by Rasmus. Back to the point, but not able to keep it in was Cooper DePoit. Cooper will now reset at neutral. DePoit over the red line. DePoit into the offensive zone. DePoit had it poked away and back to center. Chase Crass. Crass will bring it back in right hand side, but a whistle and an offside on the Warriors. 34 seconds to go in the power play. 11:15 to go in the second period. 1-1. Neutral zone faceoff coming up. Faceoff won by the Spartans, and they will clear it all the way down ice. Julian Skalkucci could not slow it down, goes into the near corner. Ooh, a collision in the right corner. Kuharski able to get right back up, and now picked up by Hendricks. Damrell moves it left-hand side. Now Damrell through center, into the zone, right wing. Damrell, right faceoff circle. Damrell, right corner. Damrell behind the cage. Got double team. The puck knocked away. Puck back to the point. Keeping it in is Drake Kuharski. Kuharski fires it wide of the cage. 5 seconds on the power play. Hendricks Damrell, deep left corner. Puck is fought for. Now along the board. Penalty comes to an end. Back to 5-on-5. Parker Barrero at the goal line. Feeds it in front. Cleared out by Superior. And all the way down ice. Chasing it down for the Spartans is Braden Hurtig. He has it near side. Hurtig back to the point. Rolls it into the right corner. Now played by Superior along the far side boards. Tough angle shot. Stop made by Skalkucci, and he'll hold on, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. 10 minutes and 22 seconds to go in period number two. 1 Warriors and the Superior Spartans. Face off in the offensive zone for Superior. Skalkucci looking to his left. Waiting for the puck to be dropped. There it is. Win on the draw for Superior. Moved on the near side. Thrown in on net. Wide of the cage. Rebound to the far side. Kept in deep by Laporte. Puck in the right corner. Thrown in front. Nobody there for Superior. Grabbed by the Warriors. Back up ice comes Wausau West. Into the zone. Tyler Wendell. He'll roll it in deep. Puck played now by Superior behind the cage. That is Hellenius. Hellenius moves it to the near side corner. 9:55 to go. Second period. 1-1 game. Now Xander DeBile. DeBile behind the cage. Fed in front for Hain, but Jake could not get a stick on it. Right in front was Hain. Good feed by DeBile. Now the puck played by Superior. Back to center. Dumped back in by Tyler Wendell. Warriors will make a line change on the fly. Chased down by Superior and Ryland Davis. Davis moves it right-hand side. Now back up to center. Played by Wausau West. Joe Gravine into the zone. Gravine into the right corner. Gravine trying to feed it. Got knocked down. Joe gets it back. Throws it to the right point, but there was nobody there for the Warriors. So it goes all the way back to Julian Skalkucci. Skalkucci along the near side boards to Tegan Rasmus. Rasmus gets it ahead towards Cooper DePoit, but could not connect, and the puck dumped in deep by Superior. Joel Gravine resets behind his own cage. 360 with the puck. Gravine on the near side. Gravine looking to bring it up ice. Puck along the boards, back up to center. Trying to chase it down is Chase Crass. Grab by Superior. Back the other way come the Spartans. 2-on-3. There's a shot. Save made. Deflected to the far corner by Julian Skalkucci. Puck in behind the Wausau West cage. Picked up by the Warriors. And Cooper DePoit. DePoit brings it up ice. Moves it left-hand side. Owen Pergalski. Left faceoff circle. A shot fought off by Sidorowicz. Puck now in behind the cage. Fighting for it is DePoit into the right corner. Now Chase Crass will dig it out. Back down low. Owen Pergalski. Pergalski behind the net. Pergalski trying to work it in front. Coming over to help is Crass. Back to the point. Shea Jones. Jones a shot. Save. Hit the pipe, I believe. The reaction behind the cage. I heard a ping. I think that one hit the pipe from Chase Craft. I should say from Shea Jones. Back up ice. Oh, and a whistle and an offside as bringing it in was Cooper DePoit. But a shot from the left point by Shea Jones. Got a piece of the pipe, but stays out. 8:11 to go, second period. 1-1 game. Newtoff coming up. Getting tossed is Hendricks Damrell. Cade Damrell will now step in. Face off won by the Warriors. Dumped in by Ethan Rohde. Chasing it down for the Spartans. Sam Hubbard moves it to the far side boards. Back to the point. Kept in. Moved into the left corner by the Warriors. Again, Hubbard trying to move it. Puck is still battled for behind the cage. Taken away by the Warriors. Hendricks Damrell. Back to Cade Damrell behind the net. Cade in front. Intended for Parker Barrero, but could not connect. Puck back to center. Played by Drake Kuharski at his own blue line. Bangs it off the far side boards. And Hendricks Damrell tried to dump it in. Got blocked. Hendricks, second opportunity, backhanded in on net. Sidorowicz will leave it behind his own cage. Trying to grab it is Tucker Tepsa for the Spartans. He'll get double teamed. Puck is still battle for below the goal line. Comes loose, played by Cade Damrell. Damrell back to the point, Kuharski. Kuharski fires it through a screen over the crossbar. Cade Damrell picks it up, back to the point. Could not connect, goes right between the defensemen and all the way back into the Wausau West zone. Scalcucci moves it to the near side boards. Trey Kuharski fighting for it again. Parker Barrero gets it back to center. Damrell into the zone. Damrell had a shot go off a shin pad. Left face off circle. K. Damrell, a shot just misses. Puck is now played back to the right point and back to center. Delayed offside on the Warriors. Wausau West does touch up. Left hand side. Now Tyler Wendell trying to work his way in. Could not get a shot on net. Puck still in the superior. Go back to play the puck in his own zone. And you know Teagan is going to remember that one once he shakes the cobwebs out. But right now, we are seeing these officials allow the teams to play, and we're going to see, I think, these teams try to find out where that line is in terms of the physicality. 6:18 to go. Period number two. 1-1 game. Face off here in the Wausau West end of the rink. Cooper to point is tossed. Chase Crass will step in. Still waiting for the puck to be dropped. And now Superior's centerman, Braden Hertig, will be tossed as well. Superior will win the draw. Back to the point. Shot. Easy save for Julian Scalcucci. Deflected to the near side corner. Another big collision. Boy, little slow this time getting up for the Warriors. Is Cooper to point. Back to the point. Shot high and wide of the cage. That was actually Crass, excuse me. 10, not 19. From the point, deflected into the right corner. Trying to put a little heat on right now with Superior. Puck is knocked away. Now the Warriors, a possible 3-on-2 the other way. Through center ice comes West. Cooper to point, left wing side. Gives it to Pergolski. Pergolski, a shot just wide of the near side pipe. 20 shots on net for West. 16 on net for Superior. Puck battle for right below me at neutral ice. The physicality is picking up. Cooper DePoit now into the zone. DePoit trying to work his way around the defender. Could not do so. Deflects into the left corner. Picked up by Pergolski. Pergolski back to DePoit. Fed in front and Crass could not get the shot off. Good idea by Cooper DePoit. DePoit back to the point. Jones. Jones a shot. Fighting it off is Sidorowicz. Behind the net with it is Hertig. Hertig will clear it. Goes back. Played by Julian Scalcucci. They're going to try to beat Superior on the line change. Into the zone. Cooper DePoit.